going to talk about doing melacha on Erev Pesach. I remember last year, Erev Pesach, after I sold the chametz, I realized I had not yet gotten a haircut, and it was going to be a long time, 5 weeks till I get a haircut, and I was thinking about, am I allowed to get a haircut on Erev Pesach? I was trying to make it back before Chatzos. I made it like mamish under the wire into the barbershop, and there was Rabbi Billet sitting there in the barbershop. Rabbis are always rushing last minute. So is there an issue of getting a haircut or doing any sort of malacha before Chatzos, after Chatzos, and Erev Pesach? So it could be divided really into two separate things. There's before Chatzos, and there's after Chatzos. The Mishnah Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Amar Aleph tells us, Makam Shenagu Lasos Malacha Barvei Pesachim Ad Chatzos Osin, Makam Shenagu Shlo Lasos Ein Osin. If you're in a makom where the minhag is that people do malacha before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, so then you could do malacha. If you're in a place where the minhag is that people don't do malacha before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, then you can't. You have to conform to the minhag. Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Samaches Siv Gimel Kodem Chatzos, Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha Osin, Makom Shenagu Shlo Lasos Ein Osin. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this Mishnah, you follow the Minog. Says the Rama, Ulididan, Makom Shenagu Shlo Lasos. Rama says our Minog is we don't do Malacha on Erev Pesach even before Chatzos. So it sounds like we're in trouble. Says the Levush, probably wherever the Rama lived in Krakow, they had a minhag that they didn't do malacha. But in a lot of other makamos, this is not an Ashkenazi Sfarad thing, says the Levush. A lot of other places where Ashkenazim live, the minhag is that we do malacha. And that's what's quoted in the Taz, in the Magen Avraham Sivkat and Vav, in the Mishra Berurah Sivkat and Yud Beis. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that the Levush points out that there are a lot of places that do malacha before Chatzos. It's quoted by all the Gedolei Achronim, V'chein hu ata, she'osu malacha b'kol makom, v'alavai she'yivsku milasas malacha. Halavai, we should be so lucky that we should stop doing malacha at Chatzos. Our minhag is definitely before Chatzos that we do malacha. So there is a discussion. What if you happen to be in a place where there are multiple kihilos, and some kihilos have the minhag to do it before Chatzos, some kihilos have the minhag not to do malacha before Chatzos? So in general, all of this idea of minhag hamakom is much more iffy. Bizman Azer of Moshe writes in the Tshuva in Ebenezer Chilgal of Simon Nuntes that nowadays it's not that you have a minhag hamakom, you have a minhag of this shtibel and that shtibel and that shul and that, everyone has their own minhag, so each one goes with the minhag of the shul that they identify with rather than the minhag hamakom. There is no minhag hamakom that's really a koveya anymore. But let's talk about la'achar chatzos. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Samaches Sif Aleph writes, ha'osa malacha be'erev Pesach mechatzos ulemayla hayu mishamtin oso, that a person who does malacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Mishamtin also, they put him in a Cherim. So it sounds very bad. The Yerushalmi in Pesachim, in the fourth parak, says that the reason is because starting from Chatzos is the Zman of the Shechit of the Karban Pesach, and therefore it's like a Yom Tov, meaning what we celebrate for the course of that week, of those 7 days or 8 days in Chutz La'aretz, is not really Pesach, it's really Chag HaMatzos. Pesach, the actual Pesach, relates to the Karban Pesach, that really starts from Chatzos of Erev Pesach, because that's when we're doing the Shechita of the Pesach, so therefore it's Asr B'Malacha, and even Bizman Hazeh, we keep that Isser even though we no longer have a Karban Pesach. Rashi gives a different reason. He says that we're just afraid that if you get caught up doing Malacha, you're going to forget to prepare your Matzos and prepare for the Seder and do everything else that you need to do because you're too busy doing Malacha. So, and the Pnei Yeshua says, no, it's a different thing. It's because it's called Moed, so it has a din of Chala Moed, but it's not because of a practical concern that you're going to forget to prepare, it's not because of the carbon. So nafkamina between the different reasons might be whether the isser is whether the isser is drabban or not. If the isser is because of the zman carbon, so then it would only be drabban b'zman, as that we don't have a carbon. But if it's a din in moed, like the Pnei Yeshua says, so then it has a din of chala moed, which many poskim hold the isser malacha and chala moed is an isser malacha midah oraisa. Another nafkamina might be if it relates to the zman carbon pesach. So when erev pesach is chal on Shabbos, so you'd bring the carbon pesach on Shabbos, so the isser malacha wouldn't be chal on Erev, right? Because but when it comes to Rashi's concern of preparing the whatever you need, so that would need to be taken care of before Shabbos. Maybe the Yisra Malacha would be chal on Erev Shabbos, not on Erev Pesach. So is this this sounds like a real issur? Shulchan Aruch seems pretty serious about it. Shulchan Aruch writes though in Simatav Samaches that the issur to do malacha is bein b'schar bein b'chinam. It's not only to work to get money to get paid for your work, even if you're working stam just for free, even that's a problem. However, the Torah quotes from the Avi Ezri that when you're doing it b'chinam, it's mutter. It's only a problem if you're doing it to get paid. So again, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin this way, but at least we know that we now have one sniff lahakel. Whenever we need to be makel in a shayla, a melacha on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, we now have at least one consideration to bring into the mix, and that is that if you're not getting paid for it, so maybe that would be mutter. Mishra Brura, let's talk about practical cases, actual melachos that you would do on Erev Pesach. Mishra Brura and Tav Samachai Sifkat and Zayin writes, Kibus Kelev hu bechlal melacha gemura va'asr. Laundering clothing is considered malacha. Now, let's be clear over here. When we talk about an isur malacha, we don't mean the lamatas malachas. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to turn on a light on Erev Pesach. We're talking about malachas of tircha, the kind of malachas that would be asur on Chol HaMoed. Those kinds of malachas. Malachas that take involvement, that take up your attention, that pull you away from paying attention to other things. So what about kibus? Kibus is a classic example when you're doing laundry. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's a malacha gemura, that's asur, you're not allowed to do laundry Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What about Bizman Hazeh? It used to be to do laundry would mean you have to schlep all of the clothing down to the river with some soap, and you'd have to work with all the each item individually, wash it with by hand, and then schlep it back. And you know, now it's you push a button. I don't mean to minimize, you know, the people who I don't do laundry, so it's easy for me to say it's just you push a button. There is some level of sorting and pouring in the detergent that has to be done also, and folding afterwards. But you know, come on. It's not that big a deal. It's not like it used to be. So is it still a problem? Bizman Hazeh. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Mem Beis, Ha'aruch Kuf Lamates is not sure about this. Rav El Yashiv is quoted in Seder Aruch El Gimel, page Mem Zayin, Oz Dalid, that even Bizman Hazeh, it's Aser. Nevertheless, in the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, which I'm using for this entire shiur, the Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he points out that the Marsham in Das Torah, Simon Tav Samach Ches, sounds like it might be Mutter Bizman Hazeh. Why? The Marsham wasn't talking about washing machines. Marsha is not sure if it's mutter lahapech begadim ulaasosa mechadash v'cheinim nikra habeged onishenis batel nimenu shem kli im mutter lachzor lutafro. You're not allowed to make begadim, right? That you're not allowed to do. What if a beged gets torn and you sew it back up? Is that called making the beged new, or is that called that you're just fixing an old beged? So the Marsham writes, Yesh lidchos beikra davar deshaini benido dindan dahacha kol lefia toreach bimalacha velo talya imikri beged chadash olo. He says over here it's not about what's melacha or not melacha. It's about what's tircha, what actually gets you involved and actually takes you away from other things. So if that's the case, there's a very strong svara to say that doing laundry bizman hazeh is not excessive tircha, and therefore maybe mutter. Certainly before Chatzos, right? Even we could certainly be makel, even if even according to Rav Yashiv, if you turn on the machine before Chatzos, then it's going to continue the washing after Chatzos. That's vaday mutter, because whatever tircha you do was all done before Chatzos, so that's vaday going to be mutter. What about getting a haircut? My shaila from last year. So the Magen Avraham writes in Taf Samaches of Katan Yud Gimel that Tisparus Al Yidei Yehudi, to have a Jew cut your hair, Usher after Chatzos. The barber I go to happens to be Jewish, I think. He talks to me with Hebrew words sometimes. I think he's a Russian Jew. But Tisparus al Yidei Eino Yehudi, if you have a non-Jew cutting your hair, so the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Oser al Yidei Eino Yehudi, V'yesh Misha Matir. Two deos, some say that it's Usher, some say that it's Mutter. Rama says, our minug, that it's mutter, that al yidei a non-Jew, you're allowed to get your hair cut on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So if push comes to shove and you're stuck and it's Erev Pesach and it's ready after Chatzos and you're trying to be makbid, not do malacha like the psak says in Shulchan Aruch, but so you have to try to make sure to go to a non-Jewish barber. That's how the Mishra Berurah paskins, that we could be mekel even though you're being misayaya a little bit in the haircut. You tilt your head this way, that way, you're being misayaya, still, we could be mekel. What about shaving? So Pashtus is, shaving is exactly the same as a haircut. But in the Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, he says that maybe shaving could be mekel l'kulei alma, because since it's normal for a person to shave, and no one ever gets paid to shave, and no one ever gets other people to shave them, it's just a normal thing that a person does by himself, so he says that's considered just like a very minimal level of malacha. It's not considered a real malacha that involves some tirda. When you go to get a haircut, it's a whole to-do. You have to figure out when you're going to have time to go get a haircut. Shaving, you don't have to figure out when you have time. You just go to your bathroom and you shave. It doesn't take very long. So there's a tzad to be mekel based on that. Also, Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha and some Kuf Yud Gimel, Sivkat and Vav, says that there's another tzad to be mekel by shaving is Shaloli Karnis L'Regel Kshu Menuvel. You don't want to go into the Yantif looking disgusting. So it may be another tzad to say that we should be mekel when it comes to shaving. What about cutting nails? The Mishra Berurah in Tav Samachas Sivkat and Hay says Netilas Tziparnayim Im Shachach Litalos on Kodem Chatzos Yesh Lahakel Afilu Al Deatzmo Ol Deacher Bechinam. He says that we could be mekel to cut our nails after Chatzos if we forgot. Sounds like, quotes from the Prima Gadon, the Chayyadam, Eli Rabba, but it sounds like the L'chadchila, we should try to avoid it. L'chadchila, we should try to make sure that it gets done before Chatzos. Polishing shoes, Rav Yashiv is quoted in Seder Aruch, that better not to polish shoes after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha says that it's mutter. Perhaps in this Sefer Sukkos Chaim, he quotes from Sternbach that it depends. If your shoes are dirty, it's mutter, but if it's just to shine them up and to buff them up, then that's going to be usur. If you forgot, yesh lahakel. So again, the idea basically is that we shouldn't do things that take a good deal of attention, a good deal of exertion on Erev Pesach l'achar Chatzos. Kodem Chatzos, the overwhelming minhag seems to be that people are mekel kodem Chatzos. There should be a certain sense of the yantif coming after Chatzos, that it already has a quasi-feel of yantif. Normally we have that anyway, because we're not eating matzah, and we're not eating chametz, more importantly, so there's nothing, and all the chametz is already taken care of, and there's such a rush, and there's so much to do in the week, let's say, or weeks leading up to that day, and there's nothing to do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's all taken care of already. There's much, much less to do. So we already get the sense that it's the beginning of a yantif, but we should realize, certainly according to the reason of the Yerushalmi, that what that's based on, that's based on a reality. Erev Pesach after Chatzos needed to be free. The reason it had to be free was because the most important element of the entire yantif happened then, the Karban Pesach. And it's always kedai to contemplate just how different our Yom Tovim are now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You know, we think we have so much of Judaism that we're still able to practice, and Baruch Hashem, we have many mitzvahs, but how many of the mitzvahs even that we do have are so watered down because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Our Pesach isn't the same Pesach. Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, we were supposed to be knee-deep in blood in the Azara. It's supposed to be an entirely different experience. Not Stam, hanging around the house trying to figure out, you know, what we could eat so that we're not starving for the rest. You know, it's an entirely different experience. So worth contemplating, and this Isra Malacha is something that's kedai to be machmir, at least for the Ikar Adin, to be machmir on for the Ikar Adin, and hopefully that will lead us to contemplate what we're missing without a Beis HaMikdash. Mirtz Hashem, we should have that full experience with the Beis HaMikdash very, very soon.